going to visit a place in northern India that's essentially a boarding school for child brides. The stakes for 10th graders there are higher than at most schools. Girls who don't pass the big tests can't stay in school. Instead, there's a good chance they'll be sent home to their husbands to be housewives at age 15. This story is part of our exploration this month of the lives of girls at this age around the world. NPR's Nurit Eisenman introduces us to Nimu, who's working hard to avoid that fate.
Three in the afternoon, study hall. The aide is warning everyone to keep quiet. But Nimu is anxious about her math homework. She twiddles with her long braid, then pokes a friend.
Hey, Kiran, answer nahi aa raha hai book mein.
Hey, can you check this? My answer doesn't match what's in the book.
4 o'clock. Time to move to the next classroom. Chemistry's coming up. 70 kids cram onto metal benches. It's stifling hot. Nimu is losing focus. The teacher starts droning, and Nimu is lost.
Sir, we can't understand anything you're saying. It's like you have marbles in your mouth.
This is a make-or-break year for Nimu. See, she's been married since she was 10. It's a common practice in rural India. It's also illegal. That's why we can't use Nimu's full name. But in the village, child brides don't move in with their husbands right away. It's when you turn 15. That's when they send you. And now that Nimu is 15, this boarding school is the only thing keeping her from married life.
This year, I suddenly feel so much pressure and I've become extremely serious. I want to do very well.
To stay in school, she's going to have to pass a tough national exam this March. The problem?
I'm
not a great student.
8 p.m. Finally, a chance to chill in the dorm room. Nimu sits on her bed, squeezed between her roommates.
So you guys sleep next
yes,
to each other?
Yes.
Do you whisper to each other at night? Do you talk at night?
Yes.
What are you going to talk about tonight when we leave?
Then you.
She's going to talk about me. The boarding school is a charity called the Virney Institute. It's in the city of Jodhpur. The staff go around to villages in search of child brides and girls at risk of becoming child brides, and they offer parents a deal. High schools are scarce in the villages, so Virney says, delay your daughter's married life, and we'll take her to the city and give her a free education. 30 of the girls at Virney are already married, including every one of Nima's roommates.
Most of you, your marriages were like, your wedding was like 6-7 years ago, right?
A shy girl in a headband nods. She was 9 years old on her wedding day. I had no idea I was getting married, she says. Nimu did know.
I was married at 4 a.m. because that was considered an auspicious hour. I woke up and I wanted to go back to sleep, but my family wouldn't let me.
They helped her into a traditional Indian wedding gown.
My dress was red. And it was very big because I was so small. And the scarf on my head was also too long.
And was it pretty?
No. I don't like this.
Too old-fashioned, she says. And the embroidery was lame. Still, at the time, Nimu was excited. It was a party. Then she noticed that her older sister was sobbing. She was also being married that day.
I asked her, why are you crying? You're getting married. She said, you're too young to understand.
She gets it now. This summer, one of Nimu's good friends got sent to her in-laws. That girl spends all day cooking and cleaning for them. And lately, Nimu's in-laws have been pressing her father to hand her over.
My in-laws don't want me to study 10th grade. They're okay with it as long as I'm doing well. Otherwise, they say, what's the point?
Nimu's not trying to get out of her marriage. Arranged marriage is the norm in India. But she wants to finish school and get a job first.
That way nobody will be able to say to me, you're good for nothing. And even if they say it, I can tell them, I earn my own money, I eat off my own money, so what's your problem?
Sunday, Nima's one day off. She's come home to her village.
Good afternoon, sir.
She needs to pick up last year's report card. Without it, she can't finish enrollment in the 10th grade.
Papa! Welcome.
She heads into the house, pulls out a metal chest by her bed, and starts searching for the report card. Her father watches, a little worried. His name is Lumbaram. Like a lot of rural Indians, he goes by one name. He dresses like a typical villager, white tunic, multicolored turban. He's got a typical job, construction worker. And he says all his life, he's been taught the typical view of girls around here. They're a burden. But he never accepted that idea.
No, that's a terrible way of thinking, and I never ever thought like that. Even as a child, I always believed a girl and boy are exactly the same.
And yet, when it came to marrying off his daughters, the family pressure was impossible to resist. It all started because Lumbaram's younger brother needed a wife.
There's a shortage of girls everywhere. It was impossible to get a girl without giving them one of mine.
So Lumbaram had to make a trade with another family. Their daughter would marry his brother. His eldest daughter would marry their son. It's a common exchange. And here's where Nimu comes in. In the village, you marry one daughter, you marry the rest at the same time.
We are very poor, and it takes so much money for one girl's wedding. If I get one married, it's the same price as if I get all of them married.
Still, he hated doing this.
I really cried a lot at the time. Even right now, I feel like crying. It hurts so much to see my children going through so much trauma. It makes me so sad.
But Virni has given him a way to make it up to Nimu. Now he can tell her in-laws, look, she's got to finish school first. Time to go. Nimu couldn't find the report card. Turns out it was in her trunk at school all along. Virni's director, who drove her here, rolls his eyes. Typical teen. They start walking back to the car. Her dad stops them. He points to another village girl, lingering a few feet away. Can you please enroll her in the school too, he asks.
She's really intelligent. It's just that her parents don't care to educate her.
The director looks pained. His budget is stretched to the max.
I guarantee this child won't cry and be homesick. She will just study.
The director says, okay, I'll find a way to make it work.
All good?
Yeah.
On the long drive back to school, we talk music. Nimu breaks into one of her favorite Bollywood songs. It's called Hangover. It's about a love you can't get over. And for a moment, it's possible to forget that she's someone's wife. For these few minutes at least, she's just a 15-year-old girl in the backseat of a car, singing a pop song. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.
That story was produced by NPR's Vicky Valentine.